For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have two openings tonight, Anthony, at the Irish Classical. It's Equus over at Road Less Traveled on Pearl Street, Sam Shepard's True West. Let's talk about Equus. There's an age-appropriate warning on the billboard.
That's usually code for nudity. It used to be a big deal. The play hasn't been seen in Buffalo for a good long time. I remember in the first year of Art Voice, Theater of Youth, believe it or not. Do you remember when Theater of Youth had Toy After Dark?
Toy After Dark, okay. Yeah.
So they would do plays that were about children or families, but for adults. But they did a credible production of Equus all those years ago. In those days, I was writing for Theater Week magazine and was in contact with Peter Schaffer and interviewed him for the piece and put him in touch with the company. They had questions. It's the story of a boy who has blinded an entire stable full of horses, and it's his relationship with his psychiatrist as he peels away the layers to find out what has motivated this horrific crime. Naturally, as is the result in these things, the psychiatrist learns more about himself than he would care to through the process of this analysis. And that's Equus at Irish Classical Theatre Company.
And over at Road Less Traveled, 500 Pearl Street, they seem to specialize in small cast productions. So four actors, once again, in this case, it's Sam Shepard's True West.
Yes, small casts and family dysfunction, which is also Sam Shepard's specialty. In this case, estranged brothers occupying their mother's house while one of them tries to write a screenplay and the other one disrupts him.
And everyone who goes to Road Less Traveled reports that the way the seating is, it's intense. You're right there, almost on the stage.
It's a wonderful theater space. Yeah, I like it very much there.
Now, I'm a little confused about what's going on over at the Kavanoki. It says The 39 Steps, but it's not the Hitchcock thriller. It's what, a spoof, an homage?
Both. It's piecing together little bits of all of Hitchcock with a small cast playing numerous roles, going through a lighthearted and inventive Hitchcock-esque scenario. Really quite delightful, and people who are fans of the films of Alfred Hitchcock will recognize the bits as they're pieced together with great inventiveness. Wonderfully fun.
Well, it does say here Christian Brangius and David Lundy play 100-plus characters. We just saw Christian Brangius with Red Thread Theater and Louisiana Bacchae, and David Lundy was just Harry Truman in Give 'Em Hell, Harry.
It's a monologue, having to hold the stage alone as Harry Truman. Give 'Em Hell, Harry was a play from just after Watergate. James Whitmore had taken on the Harry Truman persona back when there was still such a thing as Harry Truman nostalgia, and the personality of Harry Truman was seen as sort of balm to what the country had been through with a dishonest Nixon presidency. To see the work again, the priorities of the post-Watergate era are highlighted, but we dispense with the dropping of the atomic bomb in just a few words, which, of course, is not the way Harry Truman is remembered now. I also think that there's been some monkeying with the script. There was an awkward turn into Joe McCarthy. It is mentioned in the original play, and you can see all of James Whitmore's performance on YouTube, so you can go back and see. But Dave Lundy holds the stage very compellingly, does approximate the cadence and look of Harry Truman, and it is very interesting to see it again.
It opened last night, 4,000 miles out of Jewish Rep, and we'll talk more about these openings perhaps next week. Also opening down the road, well, sort of opening in Buffalo, is the Shaw's take on Mrs. Warren's Profession. That's going to come from the Shaw, across the bridge to 710 Main, and that's going to be next Thursday evening, opening on November 3rd.
Really an exciting venture to get something of this caliber and quality to sit down in residence at 710 Main. One of the great plays of the 20th century and one of the great Shavian actresses of her generation, Nicole Underhay, coming to continue her performance as Mrs. Warren.
And you had a chance to talk to her.
I did. She talked about the variety of Shaw characters she has played, beginning with Raina in Arms and the Man when she was very young. And she talked a bit about creating the character of Mrs. Warren. Miss Underhay herself is from Newfoundland and is quite adept at accents. And she says that Shaw is very specific, that at two moments of emotional intensity, Mrs. Warren reverts to her original accent, which is Cockney. And this actress can do this very skillfully, but she says, you know, I do this and I leave the theater and I've had people say, very good, but your accent was inconsistent.
Because you just can't win.
You just can't win, but we are privileged to have this production and this marvelous actress in this production of Mrs. Warren.
Coming to 710 Main, it opens on Thursday, November 3rd. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.